Ding, ding, ding goes the bell. Sounds like someone should make a podcast out of that. All right, where's the button? Where's the button? Well, Pinkies, today is officially the day that... is there a CD not in there? I've got to put a CD in the gizmo here. Oh, took it. Perfect. Today, this episode is the episode that is going to be edited not on the regular system. I'm switching my editing programs to Audacity. I used to edit everything on GarbleBand, on my old Apple laptop, but the Apple laptop is starting to get unreliable. It's only about 7 years old. It's been with me since the beginning of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, and I don't think it's up to the task anymore. So, and I don't really need to have a laptop anymore because I don't sit around at work doing nothing. So, if you're hearing this, congratulations to me. I figured out how to use Audacity. So, how about that? So, what's going on these days is the question that the people ask. Everybody wants to know. Even I want to know because I'm not entirely up. I have no idea what... Everything is a blur in my life. Wah! So I'm running around today. Today is my last day off. And trying to get ready to go back to work. You know, Christmas is coming. I guess that means we have to do a Christmas Day run. Be doing a Christmas Day run this year. Just as we do every year on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, the annual Christmas Day run. I got to get organized for that. And apparently Christmas is only 7 days away. I guess it's one Monday, the next Monday. 7 days till Christmas. Well, so, you know, looking forward to that. You know, we love Christmas, so just doing a little bit of one little quick task here. Just gotta drop some stuff into the mail. No, it's not your Christmas card. Gross, I'm passing Donald Road. The mere thought of the word Donald gives me shivers. All right, I'll be back here in a minute. Please stand by. Okay, we're back. Post office duties accomplished. So we're off to the grocery store. I think I'm going to have to put my glovies on. Oh my God, all this vernacular that we learn from these stupid podcasts we listen to. Big fatty. Get out of my brain. Wow. So, let's see. Let me tell you what the current conditions are. I'll give you a condition report. It is 42 degrees Fahrenheit. Shift of gears. There you go. Third gear. It is an overcast, very cloudy, low cloud day here. We have all kinds of cumulus clouds, I would say probably 4,000 feet, but it is not raining, and the roads are moist. I have 1 hour to accomplish my goals, and then I have an appointment at a secret location. So we might have to be driving a little fast. I got all kinds of crap on my chair, so it's going to go flying all over the place. And so be prepared. Be prepared for some excitement. So what should I tell you about? Should I tell you about the adventure in the electric car this weekend, where I went to pick up a roll bar for my brother. He got this thing on, lined up this thing on Craigslist, and it was scary. So I hooked up my little trailer to the electric car, and Mr. Anderson and I wanted to go hiking in the woods. So because the roll bar was near the mountain we wanted to go, we hauled this trailer up the top of a mountain with the electric car and nearly ran out of electricity. It was close. We were nervous. For the first time in my life, I was having range anxiety. And so we went to hiking. We managed to go to this roll bar place. Oh, this was creepy. This was a house, a rickety old rundown house. The guy had a half of a crashed helicopter in his backyard. He had a bunch of old cars. He had a nice 69 Chevelle SS, actually. There was one nice thing there. But the place was just surrounded with garbage and junk. And the dude wasn't there, but his girlfriend was. So I knock on the door, knock, knock, knock. And, of course, there's dogs barking in the house and all kinds of stuff going on. And the door opens and there's this lady with one eye. It's the one-eyed girl. Are you here for the roll bar? Oh, yes. So anyway, we got our roll bar from the one-eyed girl and got the heck out of there. And we did make it home, Pinkies. We were down to 24 kilometers of electric range. The dinger was going off. Bing, bing. Check your range. You have 24 kilometers, says the little voice. Actually, she doesn't talk. That's the voice in my head that I hear. So we made it. So it felt a little bit dicey. It felt a little bit dicey. So that was exciting. What else is exciting? These weekends, now I only get the weekends off. And it's like, oh, let's put the police detector on here. And there's just not enough time in the world, in the day, to get things done. I don't, beside myself, trying to get all my chores done, trying to get, dealing with father and all of his nonsense on the weekend. And then all the extracurricular work activities. All right, so what do we got here? Wow, some people. Are you gonna move over? You gonna take a lane, or are you gonna make me do it? You're not gonna take a lane. I'll have to do it. Okay. One moment, please.
Like gave the doctor my description. and T.S. Eliot. I could do a play by a play back. I could change the test results and I will get back. I've watched the summer evening pass by. I've heard the rattle in my bronchi.
Okay, I guess we should stop with the nonsense driving and we'll listen to this voicemail that we got from Scotty. Here we go, Scotty, the little Aussie battler.
G'day, mysterious fade driver. This is Scotty, a little Aussie battler. Remember when I used to always say that you were mysterious back in the days when you were mysterious and you wore like nail polish and had like multicolored bits in your hair? Which I guess you're probably going back to doing that now that you're an office boy.
Yep.
So how's it going, Faye Driver? Learning regulations, I hear, on your latest show. Yeah, I know, an office job, hey? Well, it pays the bills. And my life now that I'm prosecuting is full of regulations and learning things and trying to be prepared for suddenly one day when a judge says, why are you doing that, or why can you do that, or what, blah blah blah, I might have to know the answer. So yes, I'm feeling a bit stressed out about that. I'm getting old, my memory is turning into a big fatty brain full of mush. So anyway, but you're sharp and you're with it and you're on the ball, so I'm sure you're doing just fine. Anyway, that wasn't why I was calling, not that I don't care about how your new job is going, but sit down, brace yourself for this.
Uh-oh.
I know you're in Canada and you're used to all sorts of modern progressive things, but I still think
everybody,
you need to brace yourself for this announcement.
Are you ready? Here
today,
we go.
7th of December 2017, the Australian government voted in marriage equality.
Yay!
Yep, you heard it here first. So it's worth celebrating.
Congratulations.
So, who knows? Go. I'm walking Alan at the moment. Yes, who knows? If Golden Boy and I stay together long enough, if we have less fights and scratching each other's eyeballs out,
Scotty.
Maybe one day there could be a wedding down under. You just never know. A real gay wedding, or as some people like to call it these days, just marriage. Okay, well, thank you for listening, and get back to that electric car. Bye.
All right, thank you, Aussie Battler. That was magnificent. Congratulations on being able to marry, finally, the one you love. Imagine marrying the one you love. I hope there's not a lot of kicking and biting and scratching going on, unless you're into that in your relationship. You may want to take these incidents into account when you're considering whether or not to get married. So That was almost 2 weeks ago. What day is it today? It's something like the 18th, I think. So 10 or 11 days ago, they passed marriage equality. Congratulations, Ozzie Battler. And I agree, learning regulations is ugly. You should see the stuff that I have to read. Now we're going to an objective-based codes instead of some other type of base codes for all of our building, BC building code and fire safety code. Division 1, Division 2. And you have to make sure you're quoting the regulations. It's code, division, section, paragraph, line. And then if you can't mix up, you can't go code, division, paragraph, section. Nope, that's wrong. Illegal, you made a mistake. Make sure you get your order correct. Oh my God, heaven forbid we should get a decimal place out of place. Oh brother. Oh well, that's the life of a bureaucrat, Scotty Battler. You and me. Anyway, thank you for the message. If you have a message you'd like to send me, you can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com, just like Scotty Battler did. I am the Fade Driver.